Hi, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. It's Sarah again. I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Why does it come up until you hang up, and then it comes up family first? That is so
strange. I don't know. And it's so funny because I called one of my supervisors a little while ago, and he said the same thing. He's like, I didn't know who it was calling him. And that's
I wonder
so
if
odd.
You're blocked.
I'm going to have to find. I'm going to have to see. I'll have
it's
him work on that.
It's the same number, right? 551-7418.
Yeah,
that's really bizarre.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
All right. So is it okay if we give your contact info to the patients?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
And they're going
to
call me directly?
Oh, and if you can reach out to the patient, I'm going to give you her number.
Oh, okay. Got it.
She just,
now,
she
what
just
about them checking my references and all?
Yeah. Well, we do that on our end.
Okay.
So
yep.
They just want to talk to you, and then we'll do all the reference checks and background checks and everything.
Oh, got
tomorrow.
It. Okay, good. Because I've had people say that they give that out too, and my friends are like, "I don't care, Barbara, as long as I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah,
if it's not a professional person, I need to know that." You know.
I know. And we try not. Yeah, I had one client that wanted the caregiver's references.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then, but the patient, the caregiver got mad, and I'm just like,
no, I don't care.
So I didn't do it.
They just want a heads up, they said, because, you know, you talk to people differently. I mean, if you talk to a professional company as opposed to a lay person. And my one friend Frank was caught in the middle, and he's like, I didn't know what to say. And I said, well, you just were honest. It's all that matters. He goes, yeah, but they were asking me personal questions, and I got mad and defensive. And I was like, well, then that's true, because you know,
they shouldn't be asking
company,
you.
Professional companies don't ask that, Frank.
Right.
I said, so you can't say, you know, that I'm married with children, or I'm divorced with children, or I'm the widow, which I am. I said, you know, there's no reason that a professional company could ask you that.
Yeah.
So he was really put off by that. So
right.
I will tell him he won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no. Our HR people will reach out for the references, and we're going to run your background check tomorrow, and I'm sure we should be good
everything.
To start Wednesday with at least one of the cases.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then tell me something else. With the information that I'm going to send you, the quadrifenol, you're going to send me an email address with, she's going to call me with your email address, right, to send that all? Quadrifenol is the TB test.
Yeah, you can just send it as a reply to the email that I sent you.
Yep. Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
And there's one more question I had for you. It said something about benefits. I don't get benefits after what amount of hours?
After 35 hours.
Oh, perfect. And that doesn't matter if it's one client. It just could be just a
matter.
Combination.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds great.
Right.
I'm actually, my daughter's out of insurance right now. I've got it, but she doesn't because she's 21, over 21, and she's still in school. So they just took her off Medicaid.
Yeah.
So that's the problem we're having right now. And I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, no kid at 22 working on a farm should not have insurance.
It's crazy. I know. You know, I have a 21-year-old also that doesn't qualify for insurance.
No, right, because
so
of you, right? Your status.
Well, she doesn't live with me, but she's a single person making too much money. She's in Florida.
Oh, no.
So.
Mine is because she lives with me and she's going to school now. They took them off Medicaid.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. Well, thank you so much, and then I will talk to you probably sometime tomorrow. Oh,
yes.
What's their first extension and their exchange? Are there numbers so I can look for it? Do you know?
HR is going to be the
I'm talking about the client.
They want you to call them, so I'm gonna I'm gonna text you if that's okay with the patient.
Yeah,
contact info. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And how long ago? Just so I get an idea.
We just spoke to them about 10 minutes ago.
No, how long have they been waiting?
Oh, they've been waiting a long time. We got this case in December.
Okay, perfect. And one of them is a male client and one is a female client.
No, they're both
correct?
Females. They're both females.
Okay.
Phyllis,
and how about?
Phyllis is the Alzheimer's patient. That's 2 to 3 times a week, 2 hours a day.
And then that's the Telford.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No. That's Quaker Town. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And then we have Ida in Telford, and that's for 11 hours, and it could be any schedule you choose.
Okay. That sounds great. And then they will direct me as to their conversation. You don't want me to just go with it. I'm just going to listen to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. Thank you so much,
Sarah. Thank you,
Barbara. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.